the world connecting in a common spirit of goodwill. And connect with all of humanity right now, more than ever. And all of life on earth that we're a part of. You might take a few deeper breaths and breathe in a calming energy. Let it fill your whole being. And as you breathe out, let go, relax, release. And finally, let the breath find its own natural rhythm. Let the breath breathe you. And simply open to this moment, whether it's knowing that you're sitting here breathing or whatever else you might be experiencing. Sensations in the body, sounds, feelings. Just open to it all with kindness, with interest. With ease. And I'll be quiet now for a few moments so we can share some silence together. Let yourself come out very gently, mindfully. Notice how it feels inside to quiet down. And then you can come back and be with all of us. So here we are again. And I think Yelena was going to take some time and introduce us and or frame the time together. Yelena?
Yes, thank you, James, for offering this space of grounding and quietness. And from this grounded, silent space, I would like to extend an invitation to all of you into a space of deep listening. James will share with us, and his offering is really going to invite us into a practice of deep listening. Those of you that have been on these calls in the past 3 weeks have heard me talk about listening from the heart, really listening to the story as he's telling, and also listening beyond the words, really listening as a path of intimacy that reveals this interrelationship between all aspects of perception, thoughts and feelings and sensations, intuition, spirit. Yeah, listening beyond the rational, beyond that chattering mind, and feeling the language of that interconnectedness that James was inviting us into with the meditation. And listening with the intention to understand and integrate. So I'm inviting you to listen from that receptive, open place and use any mode that would help you go beyond the words. Eyes closed or open, doodling, drawing, painting, taking notes. So maybe with a collective, soothing breath, let's listen. Yeah. I think we are ready, James.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Yelena. Well, I'll say a few words and hope we can get in touch with our deep listening inside. What an extraordinary time we're all going through together, where the whole world is asked to pause and stop and have the opportunity to reflect on where we are as a species and as individuals. I'm sure you're aware of the and perhaps you're not, but the Chinese characters for the word crisis are danger plus opportunity. That's how the word crisis is depicted. And right now, we have a choice. There is a possibility in a time of upheaval to either move towards fear and uncertainty and confusion and everyone for themselves, or connection, love, compassion, realizing we're all in this together. So the choice is ours. As one friend wisely put it, saying, we're in a race between fear and consciousness. And he said that way before this pandemic. This is what humanity is being asked to choose these days, with climate and so many other junctures where we can go either way. And you can just imagine whichever way we go will have an incredible impact on ourselves and on the world And we can choose individually what we, where we want to go in ourselves, and knowing that what happens in ourselves, what we do, how we express ourselves affects everyone around us. When you're around somebody who's nervous or agitated, you might feel compassion, but it's not that they help you settle down. And if their intense energies are stronger than yours, it affects us, and we might get agitated ourselves. Or if there's anger outside, it can affect us inside as well. And if we're around somebody who is centered or loving or calm, it also affects us, as I'm sure everybody knows. Just being around a calm, centered person reminds us of calm inside. And in the same way, we have that effect on everyone around us. If we are lost in confusion or fear or hopelessness or outrage or anger, that has its rippling effect. And if we can somehow learn to hold all of the natural feelings that are part of being human, all of those feelings of worry or uncertainty and fear or anger that are just, of course, natural, but if we can learn how to hold them so that they don't spill out and become contagious themselves, if we can learn how to hold our own little one inside that gets frightened and confused, if we can learn to hold her or him with love, then not only do we calm ourselves down, but we find that center that becomes a reminder to everyone around us as well. Mm-hmm. So we have a real choice here, not only for ourselves, but we, those of us who want to develop more love and consciousness, and I would suspect that's everybody on this call, have the medicine that's needed right now. What an amazing opportunity. One wonderful, wise woman, Bellevue Rooks, African-American woman of wisdom. She was at a climate day that we did at Spirit Rock this past September. And she said a line that keeps on ringing in my ears. This is the moment we were born for. This is the moment we were born for. All of our work, all of our practice, all of our commitment is now the medicine that we can develop within ourselves and share with others that makes a difference and move towards more consciousness. This is the opportunity for us to wake up. And particularly with this pandemic that we're all facing, time that people will take stock and listen and really have the opportunity to hear inside what's going on and move from all of the thoughts that stir up our minds to that place, as Yelena was saying, that can listen, that can hear the truth inside. This is what I think of as one of the great gifts of meditation practice, that instead of getting swept up by all the thoughts in our head, we can move from here, that's trying to figure it out and sort it out and find a place of security and comfort in an unpredictable world, to go from here to here, to listen to that place of truth, not from a figuring out mind, but from a listening heart. Because we have it all inside of us if we can just quiet down enough to hear, what's the truth here? What's the most useful, skillful, wisest way to be for ourselves and for everyone. So I offer that to you. This is the moment you were born for, to share your practice in a profound and meaningful way. Whatever you do, whether it's reaching out to check in on a friend or clap at the health workers at 7 o'clock, wherever you are, or sew some masks, or just find ways to express your caring, not out of should, but just out of hearing, oh, what do I have to offer? So with that, I want to share with you a vision that has inspired me, and probably many of you are familiar with this. It's been making the rounds, but if you aren't, I'm so happy to be the one to introduce it to you. It's called A Wish by Kitty O'Meara. And if you've heard it before, just take in the words again for the first time. Because what we envision, and if we can envision together, there's a power in that mutual visioning. So here is A Wish by Kitty O'Meara. And the people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played games and learned new ways of being and were still and listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced, some met their shadows. And people began to think differently. And the people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorant, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, the earth began to heal. And when the danger passed, and the people joined together again, they grieved their losses and made new choices and dreamed new images and created new ways to live and heal the earth fully as they had been healed. What a wonderful vision for us to hold. We have this opportunity here. And as Thich Nhat Hanh says in his wonderful teaching about the boat people, the people who made that treacherous journey after Vietnam, after the war was over, and they escaped in boats through storms and through treacherous waters with pirates all around. Many did not make it, over 1 million people. And the ones that made it, Thich Nhat Hanh says, are the ones, the boats that had one calm person in that boat, because that calm was contagious and spread. So I invite us all to be the calm person in the boat, in everyone in our lives, and that we have something very precious to offer. Before we do anything else, just for a moment, reflect on that, on being the calm person in the boat, what you have to offer. This is the moment you were born for. So, shall we do the next part of breaking in groups? Is that what we have next? So what we wanted to do was to have us reflect, and it's one thing to hear some words from someone else, but it's so much more impactful when we can get in touch with our own wisdom. And one of the beautiful things about Zoom and these calls is that you have a chance to witness another and to really support them. What a gift you can give, and to hear your own wisdom and feel the support and be witnessed by others as well. I know some people have a little bit of reluctance. Oh gosh, do I really have to be with another couple of people? What if I'm not brilliant, or what if I'm don't have anything to say? Don't worry about it. This is, as I'm saying to a lot of people these days, this is no time to play small. This is no time to let your doubting mind or your self-judgments get in the way of you showing up fully. So I really invite you to participate in this. And if you would put on your video, that would be really great. If you don't have video capabilities or prefer not to, then that's up to you. But it really makes, it's a real gift for people to be able to see us and for us to see them. So if you go to the lower left, where there's a camera there, and turn on video, that would be really wonderful. If not, you know, of course, it's your choice. But what we want to do is put us in groups of three. Three is a good number where there's enough time for everyone, and you get a chance to hear a couple of other voices and be witnessed by them as well. And would like you to reflect on these questions before you go into the room. Okay. So if you mute, let's see, mute until we get into the room. So Terry, can you mute everyone? There you go. Okay. So just reflect first. Go inside and first honestly acknowledge what you're going through. What am I going through these days? It might be enjoying a self-retreat. It might be fear or worry or sadness about what's happening. Whatever you're going through, and there might be swirl of emotions, just let it all be here. What is your experience these days? Whatever it is. It's important for us to acknowledge so you can feel and hear what's going on inside. And then whatever it is, especially the challenging moments, in your wisest moments, how do you hold it all and somehow access that calm person in the boat? In your wisest moments, what do you do to find your center? What works for you? There might be a number of different strategies or supports that you feel. And then finally, what are you learning as you're going through all of this? Because it makes such a difference to have a sense of learning and awakening. We awaken through suffering. We're no longer complacent. It wakes us up. So what are you learning as you go through this that you can bring out into the world from that wiser, more conscious, loving place? Okay, so I think Terry put those in the chat room. And as you reflect on it, what are you going through in your wisest moments? How do you hold it all? And what are you learning? whatever comes up in your time to share, it's not like you have to go through a checklist, just whatever comes up from that reflection. And each can take, what do we say, like 12 or 15 minutes or so?
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes. So maybe, and make sure that everybody gets a chance. You might just reflect maybe for about 3 minutes each, and then have a chance to check in and have an open conversation. Is that okay? Anything else you want to say, Yelena or Terry or Liz?
Yeah, thank you, James. I just want to invite folks and remind them of some of the agreements we have shared before. And the first one we have already practiced is that listening from the heart and speaking from the heart, meaning that really speak from your own story, from your own experience. And then trust that you will know what to say when it's your time to say it. It will come from that deeper place. And also say just enough so that everybody has a chance to share. And hold confidentiality. Hold each other in that sacredness of that group that you are for this time belonging. So those are some of the agreements that I want to remind us of as we enter. And and just harvest some of those common threads and possibly a wondering that you have, so to bring it back to a larger group here. And most of all, just be in wonder together.
Right. So Terry, you'll break everyone up.
I'm going to send everyone into breakout rooms. I may need to move people around a little bit just to make sure we have about 3 people in each room. So if you end up being invited to a different room, go ahead and take that information. Ready? All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
So I would recommend teaching them a walking meditation, because we found that they can do walking meditations much easier than sitting meditation.
Mm-hmm. No, yes, that's a good point too.
Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
We're all back together.
Maybe you should mute everyone, Terry, until we go back.
I will do that. Everyone is muted, and I will unmute James. So James, you're unmuted, and Yelena,
you are gonna.
I'm trying. Yelena's unmuted. There you go.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hope that was. I certainly felt held and supported and inspired. So just curious to hear from few people, how was your experience? What are some ahas or appreciations or inspirations that happened in your group? Just keep in mind to be brief and to hold confidentiality. So just try to speak from your own story.
If you're unable to unmute yourself, you can raise your hand and I will unmute you. I see Charles.
I'll just make this really quick. I was in a breakout room with 2 women, and I just want to say that I'm just impressed by the beautiful souls that are out there. Really, really beautiful souls that are out there, that in my little small little world right here, I didn't know they were out there. And I'm like tunnel vision guy, you know. I look at like all this darkness, all this fear. I'm so overwhelmed. Oh my God. And then I talk to these women for a few minutes, and I'm like, there are these beautiful souls out there. You know, life is good. People are good. Life is good. You know, and there's some better stuff to focus on. Now I'm done. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for doing this, Terry and Yelena, Jelena, and everybody.
Peace. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Terry.
If I can I make a comment? Is that okay? What you're saying is so important. We will find what we look for, and if we don't consciously choose, then our default, particularly in times of fear and anxiety, will tend to see what's wrong. And so it's a practice in itself to keep looking for the good. That's my main practice. It's been my main practice for many years now. Just not to bury your head in the sand and think, oh, everything is okay. We naturally, our amygdalas naturally look for the danger, but it takes practice to notice and look for the good inside and around us. And the more we do, the more we're inspired. It just takes a keener awareness and a conscious practice to look for all the good. There's so much good in this world. And the more you can see it, the more it inspires you, and the more you it activates you to be that for others around. So I'm glad that supported you in this, Charles.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, James. John.
James. So, Linda?
Yes, I wasn't sure. I wanted to make sure I raised my real hand. First of all, I want to thank you guys for doing this today. And it was brilliant and just hit me at the right time when I needed it. And one of the things that we talked about in our group, several things were that there's laughter that we really need to touch and keep in our lives to get through what we're going through right now. And that sense of touch. I was connected with two amazing people from very far away. And I didn't want the chat to end because I wanted to keep going, which hopefully I'll be able to do that now, to make those connections. And, you know, just holding each other in our hearts. We talked about New York a little bit because all of us had a connection of some kind to New York. And that was, so important to remember that we've got to keep reaching out and not be afraid. You know, we just can't be afraid to reach out. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would someone else like to
share? Yeah, Christine, I see.
And Juliana also had her hand up.
All right, we'll have Christine and Juliana.
Christine.
So, and you know how to unmute yourself.
Looking for Christine.
Right here. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
We had a wonderful discussion and we talked about balance and how my perception is the earth is rebalancing herself, and that's why this is going on in the first place. But we was three women and we all are used to doing a lot of things for other people, including ourselves, but sometimes maybe not letting other people do so much for us. So this is a time where we have that option of doing that. And also, I talked about a friend of mine who, as a teenager, was one of the refugees on the boat coming from Vietnam. And he described the night he left Vietnam, and it was very much as Thich Nhat Hanh described, as there's one calm person. And I loved what was said, that we are the calm person on the boat as we go through our lives, if we choose to be. And that this is no time to play small. And we're working on balancing, accepting and receiving. And of course, in some traditions, they'll tell you one hand, we have two hands, one for giving and one for receiving. We're all interconnected. And we've had to shift our ways of meeting, such as doing this. Thank you, Peace Alliance, for doing this with us and bringing us together. And it was no coincidence that we were all from different parts of the country. So thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
And Juliana? Can you unmute yourself? There you go. I want
to share that my husband and I live in India, in Mumbai. And I have three kids who are all abroad. And the two younger ones are doctors. So one is in the UK, and the other one is in Africa, Liberia. And I remember the day my daughter told me, Mom, I have to work in the COVID ward tomorrow. I'm assigned for duty there. And my head was spinning. And I said, I'm either going to go crazy with worry, or, but I woke up the next morning. I said, I have to make a choice. I said, I'm going to choose. Each time I think about my daughter and my son into the hands of the Almighty at that moment. And I'm not going to choose to worry. I'm going to put him in and ask every time I think of them, either of them. And I'm going to put the whole world as well into his hands in those moments. And that has allowed me to have so much of strength and calm within. And I think that is what is allowing me to really cope and do things like getting closer, more in touch with not just this power outside, you know, this almighty power outside, but this almighty power within me, who lives also within me. And I'm spending these days in this trying to do this. And as a nonviolent communication certification candidate, I'm trying to get more in touch with my power within, so that when I go out into the world, I will be able to share that from my live experience with others. So thank you so much for this opportunity to just, you know, so clearly how it's in the moment, how we're going to choose, you know. We can choose to go crazy, or we can choose to put our trust in a higher power. And thank you,
Juliana. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, we're almost at the top of the hour, so I'm going to hand off to Liz to close for us, unless James, you want to just say a couple things before Liz moves into closing.
You know, I think that last sharing, Juliana, you said it all. We have a choice. Choose love. Mm. Choose love. Choose caring. And let your goodness shine. We need it. You can be the calm one in the boat after you hold all your own fears and anxieties, processing them, and then just share with love. So thank you so much for inviting me to be here with you, and carry on.
Thank you, James. It's been an honor. Liz?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here. I want to really thank Yelena and James for leading us in this discussion and in this moment. And I always want to thank Terry, who's my calm person in the boat, for holding the literal space we're in. As I was listening to James and thinking about how I wanted to bring this to a close, I was thinking of a quote by G.K. Chesterton. My dad was a professor, and G.K. Chesterton was one of his most quotables. And years ago, a newspaper person was wanting to do an exploration of what's wrong with the world. And he sent that question out to a lot of kind of great thinkers. And Chesterton wrote back a two-word answer. He said, "I am." And many years later, a filmmaker named Tom Shadyac, who became famous really making all the Jim Carrey movies, you know, Pet Detective and all that, he decided to use his powers to make a documentary exploring the same question: what's wrong with the world? And he met with some of the kind of great minds and great thought leaders and great people of peace. And he said, as he started to explore, he came to a different answer. All he kept finding was what was right with the world. And as he ended the movie and I'd recommend it, it's just called I Am, he said, "I started out with the same question and answer that Chesterton had: what's wrong with the world? I am." And he said, "But I think what I want to end on is what's right with the world? I am." And as I heard James kind of talk about that choice, in that moment, what I would love to leave you guys with is that thought is, I am what's right with the world, you know, and we each move forward in our story, and each of our stories is the entryway into the larger story of what we create together. So I just want to thank you guys for being here, and thank you guys for moving forward with that place of choice, as you said, James. What's right with the world? I am. And thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you so much, everyone. We've come to the end of our time. We really appreciate you being here today. I'm going to unmute everyone so you can say your goodbyes.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today at Peace On. We hope that it inspires you to engage in dialogue in your larger community. Peace On is your source for inspiring conversations and information from thought leaders across the spectrum on topics related to the strategies of building peace, fostering nonviolence, and creating a world that thrives, shifting our understanding toward empathy, compassion, and connection. Peace On is brought to you by the Peace Alliance, found at peacealliance.org.